It was information C.W. Sigmund says the county already had access to, just in a very unorganized way. Sigmund serves as the Deputy Emergency Services Director for Kanawha County and says information about the types of chemicals and where they're stored, that's available to every county in Tier 2 reports filed by companies through the state. But those reports aren't exactly user-friendly. Matt Thomas, an emergency coordinator for Kanawha County, says they basically come to emergency management officials on a huge Excel spreadsheet and are listed by chemical, not location. So if a company has hundreds of chemicals on site, it's listed hundreds of times. Not very practical, Thomas says. That's why he, Sigmund, and the entire Kanawha County Emergency Management staff have put together a new system for storing this information, a visual system that's easy to use. To put it simply, Thomas says it's like a Google map with all of the storage locations pinpointed to an address and GPS coordinates.
So you can just say, well, we know that DuPont is only one place. We know where it's at. Let's, instead of having DuPont listed 500 times, let's have what chemicals they have listed one time and put them on a map.
The idea is that this map can be used in two ways. The first would be in a situation like the initial reports of the Elk River chemical spill. As emergency dispatchers receive reports of maybe an odor complaint, they can pull up the map, pinpoint the caller's location, and see what storage sites are in their area. Second, those dispatchers can then send emergency responders to an exact location quickly to investigate and can also tell them what kind of specialized equipment they may need if they encounter any leaked chemicals. Last week, when a white foam was reported on the Elk River, the tool was offered up to aid in response. But Sigmund says it really wasn't needed. He and his team have spent so much time compiling information on the sites surrounding the river that they knew the area from memory and knew exactly where to look.
But we pretty much, just by our own knowledge, knew that the only places upstream that could possibly come from that had been reported to us. We looked at the public service district plant up there. No, it wasn't coming from there. You know, the waste treatment plant wasn't coming from any of our known sources. As soon as our first emergency manager got on the scene, he pretty much knew what it was. Nothing.
And it turns out it was nothing. A naturally occurring foam from the breakdown of organic compounds, according to West Virginia American Water. But still, the map was there and ready to go, in case it had been a real emergency, Sigmund says.
Our approach right now is knowledge. We want to know where these things are at. That way, when something happens, we can take the appropriate corrective action. That's all we're looking for. We're not out to get anybody arrested or cause anybody any trouble or shut down any businesses. That's not our goal. We want to be everybody to be responsible, and we want to know what's out there.
Right now, Kanawha County has identified 516 storage locations that Sigmund says aren't necessarily holding pollutants, but 516 locations the county feels they need to be aware of. The list isn't done, however, and Thomas says it may never be done. He and Sigmund will be conducting what they call windshield surveys, going out and traveling the county looking for unreported tanks. And every year, as companies update their Tier 2 reports, Kanawha County will update its map, preparing them for the possibility of a repeat of the January 9th spill. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.